This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monane and read by Victoria Osunde.
Friday, October 26th. God's word to you today is Mount Zion. Our scripture reading is taken from Hebrews 12, verses 18 and 22, and it says, "You have not come to a physical mountain. No, you have come to Mount Zion, to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to countless thousands of angels in a joyful gathering. I welcome you into the presence of God today. You need to know that you have not just come to a physical place to just mark a register or to appease a religious conscience. Let this consciousness be in you. You have come to experience seven different things that we'll be looking at over the next couple of days. Number one, you have come to Mount Zion, to the city of the living God. This is huge. When you step into your meeting place with God, you have not just walked into a room. Yes, it is a room. But beyond that, when you come and say, 'Jesus must be honored in my life every day,' God says, 'You have come to the city of the living God.' Boom. It's a mystery, a miracle. It can only be experienced. When you step into a worship experience, it is much more than a physical place. It is Mount Zion, the city of the living God. Number two, in this city, you have come to an innumerable company of angels in a joyful gathering. When we show up in the city of the living God, we are not alone. We are surrounded by angels. There are angels around you right now, and I'm sure that you know it. A lot of us and many of our children have seen them. A lady was having a Bible story time with her daughter, and the Bible story touched on angels. So she thought to seize the opportunity to tell her daughter about angels. The girl did not seem surprised, and she was curious to know why. 'Have you ever seen angels?' The girl says, 'Of course, you have,' the mother exclaimed. 'Where?' And the little girl said, 'In church, when pastor is preaching, there are angels on his right and on his left walking around with him.' And then she began to describe them. And then she asked her mother, 'Don't you see them?' The mother rushed down to see me and tell me what had happened. The truth is that if what we're doing is just motivational speaking, then we are of all men the most miserable. It irritates me when pastors reduce themselves to motivational speakers. And for most of such pastors, it is because they have lost touch with the supernatural. The supernatural is what separates us from the world. Let us pray. Holy Spirit, I pray that this consciousness will always be in me, that I have come to Mount Zion, the city of the living God, and to innumerable angels. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv. For more information about our locations and services, God bless you.